We didn't allow that.
Why not? Okay. Let's see about this one. There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or a stump. Children get on each end and spin around it.
Well, we call that a flying jenny.
Did you have one? Did you play on one?
Yeah, played only once.
Once, and yes, what happened?
Ma'am. Yes, and when I recovered, I didn't get another one. Did you ever ride one?
Not
you know
homemade.
What you missed. Well, that was a lot of fun. You see, we'd cut this stump, and then put an iron peg, Susan, and put this flying jenny on there, and nailed some pieces out on that log and went around, and then somebody push you, start you going round and round and round and round and round.
You had to trust the person who was pushing you, didn't you?
Beg your pardon?
You had to trust the person who was pushing you, didn't you?
Not necessarily, no. Perhaps that was my trouble. I trusted too much, and he just carried me too fast and too far.
Okay. All right.
That was almost as bad as popping a whip.
What was that?
Well, the popping a whip was you get a line of boys that didn't have, or the woman lived then, and girls couldn't get in this. So we'd get 5, 10, or 15 boys, all line up hand, and we'd start running. And this man would be the head, he'd be the biggest boy, and he'd just stand, and we'd go around this way. Mm-hmm. And boy, when we got way down yonder, the throw was about 15 or 20 feet. And I remember I came home from Locust Grove, Georgia, where I went to high school, and the train went right by the road, and my roommate and I'd go out. Your night was a steep grade. We'd go out and catch that freight train and ride it up there about a half mile and get off and come on back to school, time in the winter or whatnot. We went out one night. This freight train was coming out. It had to get on the sidetrack there for this fast train to go down. We went out and caught that darn freight train, and it just had about 5 or 6 cars to it. Ooh, it went over the top of that grade like none of your business. And so we just had to jump. And I hit in some cinders on it, and it just took all the skin off my hand. And
did that stop you from doing anything?
And no, what happened was I came home with a hand all sore like that, and Dad asked me, said, Phil said, what's happened to you? I said, it's been popping your foot. He said, mm-hmm. He said, if I catch you playing that game again, I'm going to pop your foot.
Okay. What are some of the other things that you had out in the yard to play on?
They were limited back in those days, but we thoroughly enjoyed the ones we had. I particularly remember about a rope